These are the Barah Ministries announcements for October 19th, 2025. Prayers, please, for Pastor Ed Risch and his wife, Kathy. Pastor Risch is a person that I was close to as I was getting ordained. He is the he is the pastor of Grace Bible Church, Pennsylvania. And he and his wife were in a terrible car accident. So pray for the family and for the congregation. And when I say terrible car accident, I really mean terrible. They had a lot of broken bones. He's going to lose an eye. And it's really, really bad. And they're having to be put back together again. So pray for the medical staff that they do a phenomenal job. Prayers, please, also for Christians who are self-first. And there are a lot of Christians who are self-first as opposed to others first. And we're going to hear a little bit about that when we talk about husbands today, because God doesn't want husbands to be self-first. And thankfully, this is not the Lord's approach to his creatures. He wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about us when he went to the cross. Mark your calendars. The next Barah Leaders Meeting is Saturday, November 15th, 2025, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Looking forward to that. The Christmas lesson is December 21st. We want a packed house, so bring your friends. Mark your calendars. No face-to-face teaching. December 28th, you get a chance to enjoy the time between Christmas and New Year's. We're grooming a pastor. Al Gleason will be teaching two more lessons from 1 Timothy on the following dates. October 26th, that's next week while I'm away doing a wedding. And November 30th, 2025. Give the gift of truth. Use the Barah Ministries newsletter to evangelize your friends. The newsletter has a new format, which is really crisp. There's nothing more important than a friend or a family member's salvation. So this is a great and easy way to share the gospel message with them. Oh, must be time for me to start my heart. Thank you very much, Sean. We appreciate that. You're so, you know, I'm glad to know that you're so observant and that you're watching. You see why everybody hates him a little bit? Did you see that? Oh, my God. I get, you know, here's the thing. I don't know that. Did I tell you I got a hole in one, Denny? Yeah, I got a hole in one last week. My first hole in one in 30 years. I call him, and what does he say? Did you get anybody to sign the card? Do you have a witness? You know, not, God, I'm happy for you. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Yeah, yeah, he wants me to prove it. These are my friends. I love it. Anyway, you can edit all that out if you want to, Denny. Give the gift of truth. Use the Barah Ministries newsletter to evangelize your friends, because there's nothing more important than a family member's salvation. And you can share the gospel with them easily with this great resource. And also your Christian friends who aren't studying the Word of God, this is a great way to help them study. And as for you, open the newsletter. Make it a regular part of your Bible study routine. You may get that in the email every week and not even look at it, but there's a lot to see there. Give the gift of truth on the go. Barah Ministries has an app. You can get your friends to download it now. The Word of God available everywhere they go on their phone. That's one of the great things about phones, is that they're with you wherever you go. And it's much better to listen to a Bible lesson just before you go to sleep or when you're in your car than to listen to some of the people who are on the radio. The spiritual life is a terrible thing to waste. And make prayer a regular and scheduled part of your life. And we know what the parts of prayer are. One is thanks. We give thanks to God for the adversity and the prosperity that he brings into our lives to shape us. We petition for self. We ask God for things we need, both tangible things like money and other things, and also the intangible things like wisdom. We intercede for others. We bring God's supernatural power into human circumstances. Pastor Ed Risch and his wife Kathy need supernatural power right now. They don't need They don't just need the medical community. They need God to make sure that everything the medical community is doing is effective. And then we pray for our enemies, and we ask God to bring them to the gospel message and to the Word of God, and we petition for their welfare, just as the Lord does every moment for his enemies. So those are the Broad Ministries announcements, October 19th, 2025.